So the time is a beautifully squared up 11:11. It's time for us to get into our tourism feature for this Tuesday. And we're joined by Zinhle Nzama, the Acting Chief Convention Bureau Officer at the South African Tourism.
Tourism Tuesdays is made possible by South African Tourism.
All right, so let's welcome Zinhle Nzama. Good morning to you, Zinhle.
Good morning, Lerato and the listeners.
All right, so what is it you want to talk to us today about? IMEX America, something we've spoken about previously. What is it?
So thank you so much for the opportunity, Lerato. So IMEX, it's a trade show, and it's hosted in North America, in Las Vegas. So South Africa goes and participates in this big trade show. It's one of the largest, you know, trade shows in the globe. So it basically has a key focus, you know, on attracting destinations to meet up with investors on meetings and events. So anything that is meeting related as well as events, if you want to attract meetings and events in your destination, then IMEX Las Vegas is the place to be.
Okay, so am I right to believe the trade show has just happened? So how was IMEX America?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was mind-blowing, but particularly for the destination, it really, really derived, you know, the ROI that we're looking for. So as the South African National Convention Bureau, we were there with 20 of our best of the best, you know, products in the business event space. So it was mind-blowing. I mean, Lerato, you're looking at over 400 meetings that we had between ourselves as well as our products, but also the key takeout, Lerato, it's the leads. So leads, these are potential, you know, investors who are saying, I'm convinced I will literally want to come to the destination and host the event. So we had about 176 leads. So these are leads that will certainly benefit the destination, but these are also leads that say, come, you know, the next 5 years, we will certainly come to the destination and host these big events. And, you know, Lerato, I'm getting carried away because if you look at that amount, I mean, if you look at 176 potential leads and you look at the delegate, you know, each delegate that comes to the country, they spend about 6,400 a day. You know, times that with whatever number of days that they gonna be hosting the event for, it literally, you know, gives you a sense of how lucrative this industry is.
Okay, and how did people interact with Team South Africa and what you were showcasing?
I love the mindset change. So initially, you know, and I'm taking it back to immediately after COVID. Really, when we have these engagements with the buyers or the investors, the potential investors, they were trying to get a sense of what is happening, you know, in South Africa. And I remember at the time, Lerato, we had a campaign that was called Open Doors. So basically the Open Doors, it was us creating awareness to say as much as there's so much happening with COVID, but our doors are certainly open. So come host the events in South Africa. But there was so much uncertainty to say, okay, but what does it even look like? So I remember our first conversations, you know, with the investors. It was to say, we are open. You know, these are establishments that are still operational. You can still host your event. So it was more of, you know, insight finding, information finding. They were not so sure in terms of bringing business to South Africa. So this kind of changed, Lerato, and again, I'm basing it on last year when we had our conversation, where it was more of, okay, we understand we are open, but let's understand how you can assist us in terms of really hosting events. Their conversation was completely different in 2023. They are intentional. We met intentional buyers who were saying, we understand your offerings, you know, and we want to place business. If you look at our stand, it was such an overwhelming feeling when we saw the constant, you know, engagement from the investors, but also the intention to really buy into our product. So it has literally changed, and it shows that the work that is being done by the destination to literally position itself as a continuous destination to host and which is capable of hosting such events, the message is landing with our buyers. And, it, you know, the results would soon show through the leads that I've just told you about, the 176 leads, but also other efforts that we are doing in other countries. And I know you are very aware, Lerato, that, you know, Las Vegas is not the only show we partake at. There are other shows that we also participated, really to get the message out there, to say we are serious as the destination to host business events.
You've used two business terms, ROI, return on investment, and then
correct.
You say that 176 leads buying your product. What is this return on investment? How do you measure that having a meeting or having interest from 176 people actually leads to tourism spend? And what is it that they are buying when they commit? What are they buying?
Certainly. So I will first talk about who was at the stand so that you then understand the buying, circle. So if you look at who came and participated with us from South Africa, because as the South African National Convention Bureau, we're there to create and enable an environment for our product to come and really showcase, their offerings. So we have the likes of your convention center. So a convention center, it's a venue, for instance. So I'm going to take, for instance, different provinces without, being specific to one, to say there are a lot of convention centers that are there. But we also have international convention centers. So the message there is so clear to say, if it was the recent BRICS that took place in South Africa, if we can host an event of that magnitude, then it tells you that we have the right venue that will certainly afford and accommodate your needs. Then we have other provincial convention bureaus. These ones are targeted. The convention bureaus are targeted because they are saying, this is what you will get from each and every province if you come and host your event. Then we have hotels, because now remember, it's a full value chain. I can't go to a venue, for instance, a convention center, any of the international convention centers, without having an accommodation for my delegates. Then we have DMCs. What are DMCs? These are destination management companies. They say, okay, let's assist you in terms of packaging the full experience so that we make it easier for you. So, in the leisure space, we talk of tour operators. They almost become your tour operator because they literally manage all and package all your experience into one for your delegates for that ease of experience, but also convenience. So these are the type of product that we had on the floor with us at IMEX America. But what it does is that it showcases the fact that we are a destination that can literally, offer any or deliver to your needs, but also understanding, how we need to deliver on those needs. Then you spoke about the ROI as well as the leads. So ROI, how we measure ROI, and I'm going to make an example, Lerato. So if you're looking at the 6,400 that I made as an example, to say with every delegate that comes to South Africa, once the event has been won. So the leads, what it means is that now you went to IMEX America and you had meetings with investors, potential investors, and now they are saying, I'm convinced your pitch, in comparison to the next destination, I actually want to take my event to South Africa. Then that event that has now been converted, because it first becomes a lead, then we convert that lead. So once that lead has been converted, then the event owners are saying, certainly, I'm bringing my next biggest event to South Africa. Then it means, I'm going to make an example. So it means, let's say it's a four-day event. It means with each and every delegate. So let's say one event has been won and there's 1,000 delegates. Then it means take one from the 1,000. It means that one delegate will be spending 6,400 on the ground once they arrive in South Africa per day, and this excludes Lerato, your flight. Once you are in South Africa, so it's money that you spend at the destination. There is 6,400 times with the number of the days. So in this example, I said 6,400, then you times it by four. So you times it by four, but also times it by 1,000, multiply it by 1,000. Then it gives you a sense of how much, impact events have, but also how they contribute to the GDP of the country.
All right. And I think you've then just answered a question I had, which is the contribution of the conference, exhibition and meeting space to the tourism economy as a whole. And what you've explained just numerically is we could be seeing anything up to 500,000 and above when a conference happens.
Absolutely. And currently what we are have estimated and accounted for as far as all the events that have been hosted in South Africa, it is a 77 billion rand, industry. So it tells you the magnitude. If it can literally account for so much rand, it then tells you how impactful it is for us to be deliberate in terms of bringing events into the country.
Okay, so it does seem to me that a lot of work is being done by South African Tourism. Last week we spoke to South Africa's ambassador in Portugal, who was very excited about the golf event, the international IGTM. And now you're talking to us about America. So Europe and EU, but in particular Portugal. Why is it important to showcase in these markets, and why is America still so very, very important?
Oh, we have to be there everywhere, and be, but strategically so, which is why, Lerato, we're saying we are very insight-driven. So we do not do, you know, a spray and pray kind of an approach. We are very strategic. We are very deliberate to say, where should we be? Where should we feature? Where should we play for us to get maximum investment or return on investment? So if you look at where we are currently at, as far as different markets are concerned, we have so much presence in Europe. There's presence in America, but there's also presence in the EU. I heard you talking about the EU. And why are we there? The research tells us, you know, the potential that these markets have. So the intention is for us to go in, connect, to say, hey, as a destination, we are here, but let's connect. Let's build those valuable relationships with you. The intention is to also market the destination, to say, you know, you might not know about us. And again, it's inspired by our insights. If you look at our insights on the business event side, because this is another thing that I know we talk about, you know, from every time we get to connect. So there's a huge difference between a leisure traveler. So this is a tourist. Someone who comes to South Africa, you know, to experience our leisure offerings, then a business events, you know, delegate. And that's why we never call them tourists. They are delegates. They are here to learn. They are here for a sole reason, you know, either sent for, by their companies to learn and take that knowledge back into their companies. So the mandate, the thinking, the patterns are completely different. So if you look at a delegate, somebody who comes, you know, only for business purposes, then it is important for us to mine the information to say, what is it that they are looking for? So the first thing we realized, by the way, Lerato, in Africa, as South Africa, we are a leading business events destination. So Africa, we lead in, as South Africa as far as business events destinations is concerned. So it means we attract more of these events. Most of these events, as far as Africa is concerned, they come to South Africa. Is there a need for us to relax? Absolutely no. Because remember, when you are on top, then it constantly means you are, you know, constantly, you constantly need to remain relevant. You constantly need to understand the trends that are out there for you to remain, leading. However, on the global scale, we have seen that there's so much work that require that needs our attention, which is why we need to be strategic in terms of where we go. So firstly, all our trade shows that we attend, they are global trade shows. So meaning as much as it could be hosted in America, Las Vegas, as it was the case last week, but it attracts more other investors from all over the globe. So you are literally able to go in there with your X number of a budget, but optimize your work in that space that you are at.
All right, we're going to ask you just to catch a breath, and then we'll be back, and you'll tell us how many exhibitors you went with, and what we can expect going forward.
Power Talk with Lerato Mbele.
Yes, and we're still very much in that Tourism Tuesday segment, speaking to Zinhle Nzama, the Acting Chief Convention Bureau at South African Tourism. And you've been telling us about IMEX America. So who did you go with, and what was on offer that makes it so appealing? And really and truly, how did you compare with other countries participating?
We had 20 of our best products in the business events sector. So we had, the international convention centers. So there was Devon ICC, there was Sentin Convention Center. We also had, you know, the Cape Town Convention Center. And these are our biggest, you know, venues. If you're looking to host the biggest shows or biggest event in South Africa, I mean, look at the netball. And how the Cape Town ICC literally converted itself to accommodate a netball tournament, which was a great success, you know. So we literally took, examples of people or rather venues in this case where we can say we have done it. We have the capacity certainly come and be part of hosting of your event in South Africa. We also had hotels which we say accommodation. These are just as important because our investors, if they come to South Africa and they say, okay, I'm convinced, I can come and host my event in your venue, but you have capacity to accommodate my delegates. So we need to say we have a full value chain present and we can certainly package what you are looking for. So we have, your Sun International being one of the accommodation establishments that were there. You know, we had Fan Court, these are accommodation establishments. But we also have what I call destination management companies. And these are the guys that literally package the experience for you. And again, it's us saying, come and we'll definitely package everything. You don't have to worry where to get, your transportation. Everything will be packaged into one by our DMCs. So, and the new product that we have, and it was amazing to have this product on the stand with us. It's a product that deals with, speakers, international acclaimed speakers that come to South Africa. So one of our mandates as a destination is to position ourselves as a destination of academics, is to position ourselves as a destination of thought leaders. So having such a product at the stand showcasing who, the type of greatness and individuals that can literally carry any message into the global platform, it was overwhelming and it was literally a new thing that we trialed, but there was so much, attraction that came from us having that product. Mm-hmm. So it showcases who we are, but we also find ways of reinventing ourselves but guided by insight.
All right. Thank you so much for your work, Zintle Nzama, the Acting Chief Bureau Convention Officer at South African Tourism.
Tourism Tuesdays was made possible by South African Tourism.